BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here are Tuesday's best bits on the Scott Mills Daily. A very smart Nathan Sykes on innuendo bingo. It's a really wet one. Some excellent revision tips from our friends and Newsbeat. And we think we may have found a solution to who to book for Chris's girlfriend's sister's wedding. Oh, and Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Yes, it's Fat Tuesday. Charlie Sloth is coming up at 3:40. Before that, we have a potentially epic innuendo bingo at 1:45 with Nathan Sykes. You know, little Nathan, used to be in The Wanted, got quite a good new solo single out. And this is kind of the, when you go solo, this is always the kind of Radio 1 induction process. You do have to go through a soaking on innuendo bingo, don't you, Chris? Mm.
Yeah, very much so. I'm on his Twitter, right? He's got 1.6 million followers. He's got all the followers. I don't know why I thought that would be different.
Because The Wanted were successful in America.
Right, so
as soon as you got America, you're on, aren't you?
And so how do you think this will pan out for the solo work then? Big in America?
I think good. I think very, very much so, yeah.
I've not heard the song yet. Is it good?
We played it the other day.
Oh, I have heard it.
Okay, good. So, Nathan Sykes, we'll play it again for you, just to refresh you. At 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo, listen, and you can watch on the Radio 1 website. And if you can't watch it live, then it'll be on BBC iPlayer a bit later on. We've made it into our own programme now. It's well good.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, we're gearing up for Nathan Sykes' bingo. The water's almost ready, I think.
Yeah, gathering the water. Sheets are down.
Chilled. It's always so cold, the water, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's a better idea to get it out early and try and get it to actual room temperature, because I think
want room temperature.
No,
now,
I don't.
Do you? I want room temperature.
It's well cold. If you played this game once in a while and actually got involved, you'd realise this.
I have played it, actually.
In fact, do you know what? There's a growing demand for you to come do the spitting at some point.
I can do that. Last time I did it was with...
Your dance partner.
My dance partner, yeah. On,
you've forgotten her already.
No, I know who... Joanne Clifton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that. And before that, I did it with Zayn Malik. It's a bit annoying, that, because no one bothered to film it.
No one hit record.
No, no one hit record on that. And maybe could have been one of our biggest ones ever.
But yeah, once every couple of years, you come and get involved in the spraying.
Sure. But I would like to... Do you know what? I'll put it out there. I would like to, quite soon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like...
You want a massive star for it.
Do we want it to be me? Me against you is quite dull, isn't it?
Yeah.
No offence.
I agree. It's not an amazing billing, that, is it?
No.
But you against someone massive would be...
And you as well, I think.
Yeah. Well, okay. Maybe I can just walk in with the water every now and then.
Okay. Well, I'm writing that down. But I tell you what, there's been some really good clips on TV and radio recently for bingo. Keep sending them in, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, because we cannot do innuendo bingo without you. Nathan Sykes coming at 1:45.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's occurring, Chris?
Do you know what I like to do when I have a spare minute, Scott?
What?
I like to go onto the BBC Newsbeat website.
What was that website
BBC
again?
BBC Newsbeat website.
Yes, I like that too.
Okay, and I was flicking around on there and I found some of the videos that they do and came across this one which was quite helpful. It's how to revise.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, are exams still on at the moment?
I'm sure they are.
Aren't they?
There's
yeah.
always, it's a bit like what you say about the weather. If you say it's sunny, it's going to be raining. There will always be someone revising for an exam at some point.
Okay, so what have Newsbeat got for us on the website?
So you can go through some of the videos on there, and I thought I'd have a little look because I've not seen some of these before. And there's one with all the views, and it's how to revise. It's their suggestion on how to revise.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
Okay, so I got watching it, and they give a great tip. I want you to have a listen to the performance that they do.
Take the information and do something with it, like spider diagrams, bullet points, even make up a song. How about Henry VIII's Wives to Cheerleader?
Oh.
Okay, now this is
now that is actually a good technique.
Yeah. I've done this before. So you put something you want to learn to a song, and generally it does help you remember it. So I thought, oh, this is going to be an interesting one, isn't it? Henry VIII's Wives
to Cheerleader by Omi.
To Cheerleader.
Okay.
Let's see how this plays out.
All right, so do you need to warn me of anything here? Like, my cringe glands are going to fall out?
Slightly cringe, okay? But let me know what you think.
Henry VIII's Wives to Cheerleader. Catherine of Aragon, Anne Boleyn, Anne of Cleves, Jane Seymour, Catherine Howard, Catherine Parr.
I think I actually nailed that.
I don't.
I think it is a great technique.
It is a good technique, but maybe could have spent a bit more time on it.
I can't remember his wives from that. It doesn't stick in the brain quite the way it should.
Current song, though.
Henry VIII's wives to cheerleader. Catherine of Aragon and Berlin. Anne of Cleves, Jane
Seymour. Oh, please tell me where I can find this.
Catherine Parr.
Please tell me where I can find it.
BBC Newsbeat website. It's on their YouTube as well.
I need to see this.
I think I actually nailed that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And Nathan Sykes is here. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, what my word, you're smart.
Yeah, well, yeah, I like to make an effort and stuff.
You'll be able to see this on the Radio 1 website in a minute. This is, I'm saying, Chris, the smartest that anyone's ever dressed up to get wet.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to have to talk me through it, because I was always told that black shoes and no socks was a faux pas.
No!
Is that... No. But then I'm not fashionable at all, so...
Neither am I, really.
Well, you're doing pretty well.
Oh, cheers.
Do you have a stylist now?
Only for, like, important things. Like, right. Normally I just...
So did you dress yourself today, Nathan?
I certainly dressed myself. Yeah. I ironed it myself as well, which is an achievement.
No way.
No, I ironed my shirt and everything.
Yeah.
I made a proper effort.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah.
I think one of the last times I saw you was at a bar. And the time before that, we were both at something. The time before that I saw you, I was presenting the press conference for the Wanted show on E.
Yes.
Called The Wanted Life.
Yes.
Which looked like the best job in the world. Because basically they hired you a massive mansion in LA,
yeah.
And you got paid to be there for weeks and have fun.
Yeah, basically.
Was that what they were, just guys just have fun?
Well, yeah. To be fair, I think with The Wanted, I think if you stick a camera on them, they will end up saying
something good.
Something that's worthy of primetime TV. Well,
yes.
Yeah. Well, maybe not.
I enjoyed that show. But what I also enjoyed was that you were the one that were like, no, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
And then all sorts would happen in that pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And then after a while...
You had no part of it.
No. After a while, they had to make the pool off limits because I think there was some, yeah.
Did you ever see the show?
I didn't, but I remember how much you were talking about it at the time.
Yeah, it was like a car crash.
Yeah,
you don't really want to watch it, but you can't help yourself.
Yes.
Kind of watch it fall apart right
my
in front of you.
Perfect idea of a great TV show.
Yeah.
But it was round about the time, wasn't there one with The Wanted? Wasn't there one with The Saturdays as well? Am I right in thinking?
That's right.
It was a sort of you round kind of situation.
All my favourites.
Yeah.
Are you loving being solo, or is it just a bit strange?
You know what? I'm really enjoying it.
Mm.
I'm really, really enjoying it. It's obviously different. I've got to talk a lot more.
Did all the talking for you.
Yeah, and I used to just sit there and just kind of pray nothing horrendous was said.
Yeah, but you were the little one then, weren't you?
Yeah, but I've like grown up and stuff now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, shirts and everything.
You are wearing shirts, aren't you? Did you think that The Wanted split up a bit too soon? Would you have liked to have done more with it? Because it did feel a bit like, oh, okay, that's happened.
You know what, at the time it kind of felt like everyone was asking us when we were going to take a break, and then when we did, everyone's like, when are you getting back together? I think the time was right, I think. We all felt, like personally, that we're in a place where we all wanted to do like individual things.
Mm.
And we had such an amazing fan base that we really wanted something great to come back to.
Yeah.
I think the time was right.
Did you always know that you were going to go solo?
No, I always knew that I'd like love making music.
Mm.
So I think it was just a natural thing to do, because at the time when we announced that we're going to take a break, I was 20.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm too young to stop doing what I love.
Yeah, I mean, 20 is a bit early to retire.
Yeah. I was in a dark room now.
See ya.
Yeah.
Do you think that you would do anything with the guys again in the future?
You know what? Never say never.
Mm.
Potentially, but I'm just really focused on like the solo stuff at the moment.
You've got an album coming as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
When's that?
Towards the end of the year. It's very vague, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but I like it.
Do you know the title of it? Is it hard to think of an album title?
You know what? I've had it for a long time.
The title.
Yeah.
Is it Nathan Sykes?
You know what? I'm thinking of being really predictable.
Nathan won.
Yeah, do a number. That's always good, isn't
yeah.
it?
They go down really well, actually, don't
yeah,
they?
Those
people
do
love
well.
A number these days.
They do. Look, it worked for Adele.
Yeah.
19, 22. Yeah. Okay, and Meghan Trainor, you did that tour as well with her?
No, that was random. We were performing in the rooms next door to each other.
What?
So then she was just like, hey, come and sing with me. I was like, yeah, all right.
Oh, so it was a random thing?
Yeah, completely random.
I love that.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was like, yeah, I'll fill in for John Legend. Why
what?
Not?
So you were performing in a room adjacent to
yeah.
in the same venue?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I did like a little run of shows because I wanted yeah. the fans to be the first ones
like
to
a mini tour.
Yeah. And yeah, she was doing her like full on tour next door. So she was like, come and fill
come
in for John Legend. I was like, yeah, all right.
Where was John? Did he have a touch of the John Legend?
Yeah,
sorry thing
yeah
again.
He's just busy being John Legend, I think.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And imagining, have you written most of the album?
I have, yeah.
Which means you probably spend a lot of time in LA because that's where everyone seems to go to write albums.
Literally everyone has just left the UK to go to America.
But everyone says that, don't they? It's like, yeah, I've been writing in LA.
Yeah.
Well, you always told me that, and it's fascinating when I speak to people like yourself about how you go about writing an album, in that sometimes you're writing it in hotel rooms
yeah.
and you record it with like mattresses in the wardrobe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's not as glamorous as I thought it always was.
Or sometimes what they do, and I don't know whether this has happened to you, Nathan, and I don't know how many people know this, like the record company or whoever it is will put time in your diary so that you and go and book you a field somewhere in like Norway and yeah. go, well, off you go.
Yeah.
And that does happen.
What, to the field for inspiration.
Yeah, to yeah. write. And you'll just be like in a hideout in a studio for as long as it takes
really?
To write.
Yeah.
Is that what happened to you?
Yeah, there's a great one in Bath.
Yes, I've heard about this one before.
Yeah, it's what? Absolutely amazing. It's Peter Gabriel Studio.
Yeah.
But there's like, it's like a B&B. Like,
so what do you
next
do?
Door
so
to it.
Have you been to it?
Yeah.
So what
like,
do you do? What
you
do you
just
do
live
there?
In it for a week. And it's like no phone signal whatsoever out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
And
then you just try and
just,
write.
Yeah, try and write good
but what
songs.
Inspires you? Why is that place so good?
To be fair, it's not. It's quite stressful because the signal's so bad.
Right. It sounds like rehab.
Yeah, and when yeah. you're trying to get a rhyming dictionary on the internet and you can't get your 4G, that must really stress you out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to rhyme something here.
Yeah.
Wow. But
yeah, that's how you know you're not stealing someone else's song because you can't get signal.
Yeah. We're going to play Kiss Me Quick now on Radio 1,
oh,
which we played on Friday as well. Got a really good
yes.
reaction. And then we're going to play the fun part, Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen videos before?
I have.
You know what's going
I'm
on.
I'm really, really excited.
Okay, are you?
Yeah.
You haven't done this before,
no.
right? Not as part of one tier. It
no.
wasn't you who played.
I think you weren't
Max
here.
Max
and Tom did it.
That's
it was
right.
Max and Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so in 3 minutes and 6 seconds after we play Nathan Sykes' Kiss Me Quick, he's going to get wet, and so is Chris. And you can watch it all live on the Radio 1 website. Don't worry if you can't watch it live. Lots of people are saying they can't watch it at the moment because school or exams or whatever. We'll put it on iPlayer a bit later on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Alice in Southampton says, I've never been so excited for an Innuendo Bingo before in my life.
Oh.
Jenna and Stephanie are taking a revision break to watch Innuendo Bingo. So is Declan and Beth, whose A-levels have just started, so she's just going to downing tools for a minute and going to watch this on the Radio 1 website. You can do it, even on your phone. Any screen where you can get to the Radio 1 website, and don't worry because we're going to put it on BBC iPlayer a bit later on so you can watch it whenever you want on Big Teller. It's Innuendo Bingo.
Right, mate. Okay.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Nathan Sykes is here and he's pretty excited about it today, it's got to be said.
I'm a proper fan of this.
I love it.
I think this is going to be a wet one.
Yeah?
So, right. I'm happy to say this from the off. I think it's on.
Just
okay.
Have you been discussing technique?
Yeah, I was asking Will. I was like, what's the best technique? I want to be good at it.
And what did Will say? Just spray him.
It's almost like you're trying to blow it out your mouth.
That's the one.
And not dribble it down your chin.
That's the one.
What a conversation to have.
Yeah.
Wow, Nathan Sykes' song sounds amazing. I wasn't expecting that, says someone. I think that's good.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah. Joe from Hull says, cheeky break from German revision for Innuendo Bingo.
Ooh.
Okay, let's do it then.
Yeah.
Nathan, fill your mouth with water. There's a no-hands rule, so if it's going to come out, it goes out over in the bin. Not really. Or over Chris's face.
Right, here we
ready?
Go.
All the water, please. As much as you can fit in your mouth. Let's make it a wet one, lads. First one of the week. We start on BBC Two from last night. Now, it was a very cold day yesterday, but that didn't stop the Springwatch team because they're always busy trying to find more and more exotic things to film with their cameras. And listen to how excited this guy is about his first find.
Now, of course, despite the weather, our live cameras are all up and running out there. Let's go to one of them right away. Let's go to the bearded tit now. Let's have a look.
That's the one, Nathan.
Wow.
It's cold, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. The first one's the hardest one. Now we're on.
Yeah, we're on. Okay.
Good.
Well, that hair's going to get her drenching, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there we are, Springwatch starting us off.
Let's go to one of them right away. Let's go to the bearded tit now.
That's amazing.
Let's have a look.
Well, I suppose a beard would keep things quite warm in the cold weather if you were a bird called the bearded tit. Yeah, so thank you very much to Luke for that one. Fill your mouths, please. Next, on Nathan Sykes' In Yoda Bingo, over to BBC Newcastle. And in their news bulletin, they've got a big scoop on a cabinet minister and what he gets up to with the workmen in his house.
Ian Duncan-Smith, the Conservative Work and Pensions Secretary, says he'd never ask for a receipt for a cash and hand job.
You right, Nathan?
Yep. All fine.
That was a cash in hand job which means didn't go through the books.
He'd never ask for a receipt for a cash and hand job.
There we are.
Amazing.
Good game this, right?
It is cracking. Oh dear.
Sophie Nottingham is loving it already. So is Robin Harrogate. More water, please.
Okay.
Now let's get the latest from the England-New Zealand test match now. And it's innuendo bingo legend Jonathan Agnew commentating. Love Aggers. The thing about him is, wherever he sees someone on the cricket pitch, he cannot help but imagine what it would be like to encounter them in the changing rooms after the match.
The stewards are vacating. Thankfully, off they go. Well, the menacing chap there, the large black beard, heading off over the boundary. Wouldn't like to cross swords with him, necessarily.
Just a little one there. Just a little wee from the mouths, nothing too severe.
Heading off over the boundary, wouldn't like to cross swords with him necessarily.
Dominic and Sam emailed us. You wouldn't want to do that, would you?
You wouldn't want to do that.
No,
it's
fine.
No, it would not be ideal.
We are having some more water, please.
Okay.
And we're going to last year's Tour de France now. And on the course, after a long day in the saddle, it sounds like one rider's had a very nasty accident. Listen to this.
A 9-minute deficit at the moment for Alberto Contador. And the skid marks left on the road after the fall were over 100 metres long.
Now that is...
That was unexpected.
That is long.
And the skid marks left on the road after the fall were over 100 metres long.
Wow! Okay, wow.
Jeez. No, nobody wants that.
No, you don't.
Okay.
How you feeling, mate? You all right?
Yeah, cracking.
Yeah. Very wet now.
Yeah.
Do you ever change clothes?
Yeah, I do, actually.
You do, good.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
Yeah. Okay. More water. Ready? Over to the one show now from last week. And Alex Jaunce interviewing a new friend of hers who she's given the nickname Party Pete. And when you listen to this clip, it will suddenly become clear why.
So we're going to put Party Pete, that's what we're going to call him, on the floor here. I'm going to hold his helmet.
Alex Jones.
So we're going to put Party Pete, that's what we're going to call him, on the floor here.
Great.
I'm going to hold his helmet.
Party Pete there, he was a motorcycle stunt rider. Lovely, lovely Pete. Well done, Gary, for spotting that one for us.
It's bracing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's pretty cold now.
Surely,
Where is it seeping through at the moment? Shirt? Trousers?
Yeah, kind of everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah.
Yes,
yeah. It's really... What's really nice is when you get up and try and walk.
Oh, great.
It feels like you may have messed yourself.
Awesome.
So look forward to that at the end of the game.
I can't wait.
Over to a documentary on BBC Two last week now called Demolition, The Wrecking Crew. And this man has had to do some pretty strange things in his line of work. But never anything like this before.
We in? Nobody in?
Nope.
Property's empty. Unfortunately, we've had to knock his back door in.
Whoa!
Nathan, you are giving really good spray.
That was a big one.
Yeah, you're...
That's a big one. Sorry. Wow.
Really good spray.
Fortunately, we've had to knock his back door in.
Especially for a newbie. Wow. Water, please.
Oh, I'm thanking Will for the advice on the technique, by the way.
Yeah. Well, the producer there, he does it again.
It's like a hose to the face, that was.
Yeah, I know. You are pretty wet.
Yeah.
I'm glad, because most people don't give it as much as you. And Nathan is. Water, please. That guy sounds so shocked to have done it, doesn't he? Here's a few more of his thoughts.
This is the first time that this ever happened to me, that we've actually had to knock somebody's door in, and it's sort of not, it's not the most pleasant thing.
Apparently, knocking his back doors in was the only way to tell that no one was in there. It was a block of flats that they were about to knock down. You're right there, Nathan. Okay. Thanks very much to Rich for that one. All right, then, and we'll finish off the wetness with a few classics now. Now, let's take this one from Lisa Tarbuck on BBC Radio 2. And off the back of this song, it sounds like maybe Lisa just kind of grabbed the first email she could find and started reading it, which is never a good idea. Water, please.
Oh, particularly lovely version. Big up to my wife, Annette, please. Big up, Annette. She spent the afternoon perched on top of my gentleman's lodge.
Oh, wow.
You spray so hard it takes the laugh away.
It's really good.
You know what I mean? Like it,
no, it's good.
You start laughing.
It's good. Yeah.
Sorry, I do apologise.
No, it's unbelievable force.
Thanks.
You think one day...
It's a compliment, though.
Do you think one day, if I ever get on Radio 2, I'll be that... I mean, in a lovely way. Yeah. Mad.
The attention to detail is, yeah.
I think Greg James is saying, yes, you will. I'll be playing weird music for no reason and having a tannoy to announce people. Big up, Pete.
She spent the afternoon perched on top of my gentleman's lodge.
Just FYI, Lisa now has a puppet that squeaks sometimes during the show to say hello to people. That's my ideal. That's what I want. OK, now on the subject of reading things before you go on air... Water, please. Chris, you're dripping.
Sorry, I'm in a bit of shock.
Who remembers this clip of Gary Lineker from last year's Commonwealth Games? Now, Gary really wished he hadn't been taken by surprise by this particular competitor's name.
And a little earlier, Kimberly...
Chris has heard this before.
Is this Shashila?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to say. Right. Just fill up. Sorry.
I might struggle with this one, mate.
And a little earlier, Kimberly Rennicks won Scotland's first gold in the 48 kilogram category. She beat Shashila Lickmabarm. A great win for her, thank you.
Still my favourite.
I'd forgotten about her.
Oh,
okay. Oh, Shashila.
Oh, Shashila. Water, please.
No, he sounded so surprised.
Oh, dear.
Water, please.
Yeah, this is.
Here we go.
Damp.
All right, lads. Mm.
Yeah.
Nathan's grabbing another water. Fill your cheeks.
Okay.
And here we go.
She beat Shashila Lickmabarm.
All he can do to hold it. If you need to let it out, Nathan, let it out. You good? Oh, look at the pain on his face. Water, please. On Radio 4, however, they always absolutely nail these things, like in this sports bulletin.
Kimberly Rennicks won Scotland's first gold, beating India's Shashila Lickmabarm.
Yes! And that was a very wet...
Well done, mate.
Nathan Sykes, Indian Bingo.
Well played. Oh.
Nobody really wins, but Nathan, well, you won. Are you okay?
I'm great.
Yes?
Yes.
Do you regret this?
Absolutely not.
Good. That was Nathan Sykes, Inyo Dibingo. If you couldn't see it live, remember, we'll put it on iPlayer later. We've got our own programme on iPlayer now called Innuendo Bingo, so you can watch it whenever you want on the Radio 1 channel. Nathan, good luck with the single. We look forward to the album.
Thank you for having me.
And we need to get this man a towel immediately.
Yeah,
we've
got a towel.
Yeah, I don't know whether we have. All right, thanks, brilliant. Nathan. The Scott Mills Daily. Yes, you will get your Tuesday dose of Charlie Sloth at 3:40 this afternoon. And in a minute, we're going to play the brilliant Rixton Live Lounge from earlier. A lot of people have been on saying that they were excellent supporting Ariana Grande last night at the O2 in London. Mm. Do you remember Rixton came in actually a couple of weeks ago and we did this game which we'd never done before called the Shazam game, remember? I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but there's an app called Shazam. Have you got it on your phone, Chris?
Yes, I've got it.
I don't know whether the pop stars have done this before. Jake, you said that you've done this before.
I tried it. Didn't work. Yeah.
Doesn't work.
No, it's such a unique situation that we're in here.
Okay, so the idea is, if you don't know Shazam, it's like magic. If there's a song playing somewhere, you just put it up to the speaker and it will recognise the song, whether it's on the radio or if you're in a club or a bar, just like it listens to it and then it tells you what it is and then handily gives you a link if you want to buy it.
Amazing.
So while we've got the band Rixton here, I think maybe we should sing Rixton and maybe some others into the app and see if it recognises it.
See, I've tried this before. And it won't work with me.
Well, you're not a pop star.
I'm not a pop star. I'm fascinated to see if this works with you guys.
Jake's got a great impression.
I highly doubt it.
Yeah. Here we go.
Can you start with one of your ones?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I don't, like, Me and My Broken Heart. If you, Chris, if you head over there. Actually,
well, no, I can
you'll pick it up from here. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so just shout go and then and you'll be on.
And do I have to do it for the whole time or can I stop at any point?
I think you should do it for about... If you can
3 minutes.
No, 10 seconds.
All right, okay.
That'll be enough to get it.
Fascinated to see if this works. Okay. Ready?
Go.
All I need is a little love in my life. All I need is a little love in the dark. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart.
Didn't quite catch that.
Sounded good, that, mate.
Wasn't quite
caught
really
it.
Good. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Is it worth trying with a different song?
Maybe one more?
What, impressions?
Oh, do you want to do impressions or another Rixton song?
Oh, we can do
song?
Another Rixton one. If
do
you
one
want.
More.
We one can. More. Any song?
Any.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Press it.
Go. Wait on me. I know how to love you and I want to love you some more. Wait on me. Come a little closer. Want to be the one to explore.
No, didn't quite not, catch that.
I'm leaving. Good to see you all.
No, don't.
Really thought that would work there.
Yeah. Okay, can you try to be someone else then?
I tried to be someone else.
Well, it hasn't worked with your own voice and your own songs.
Who should we do?
You do a good Ella Henderson.
Yeah, but it's just one line, Scott. It's just...
Well, let's see if it works. Hang on.
It's not just going to pick that.
Hang on, press go. Press go. Go.
Straight away.
But my ghost...
That's it.
A new single.
It actually says I didn't quite catch that.
What about the 1975? I know you can do really well.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Press go.
Go. And this is how it starts. Take your shoes off in the back of your van. Yeah, your shirt looks so good. Why it's just laying on your back.
That's actually really good.
It's not work, but
I didn't
very
quite
impressed.
Catch that, but I really liked
thanks.
It.
Thanks.
Right, should we give up on this now? It's not working,
yeah,
is it?
Not
well,
work. Thanks, it's not going to work.
Thanks
it,
for making
it
the effort.
Some frequency regulations, so.
Well, tell us that now.
Oh, thanks, Lou. You can tell us that now. Brilliant. The Scott Mills Daily. So take my hand and make it easy for me. Because it's been hard enough just watching you. Sounding good, lads. That's Rixton, and we all want the same thing on BBC Radio 1. He's got such a good voice.
He's proper. He's really good, isn't he?
You know my mate Dino?
Yeah.
Who is, I think, like 24 now, but knows absolutely nothing about music.
Mm.
He was working, we've mentioned him before, he was working at the O2 last night. And he was like, hey, your mates are playing, and they're really good. I can hear them. They're on before Ariana. Brixton. I was like, no, wrong. Rixton. Seriously.
I think my mum said something similar not too long ago.
Oh, I like that, Brixton.
I heard you on the radio. You were those lovely boys. What are they called? Brixton.
The video will be up later on BBC iPlayer. And that was We All Want the Same Thing. Brilliant from Rixton today. One extra. Words first. Oh. Worth mentioning the Justin Bieber and Skrillex cover they did as well.
Mm.
So good. Right, you might have heard about this on Newsbeat earlier. And we were talking a bit on Radio 1. This guy, George the Poet, has been all over Radio 1 lately with this song.
Technically, I'm from an elegant city, but I'm not the kind to wine and dine. I grew up around lots of crime, the violent kind. You might have heard about the rocks, the grime, the hype and shine. It's not just Cockney rhyming slang, we got flop, 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 flop.
What you might not realise is it's not just George the Poet doing this, even though he's kind of probably the most famous at it at the moment. It's actually a developing scene with people using poetry and storytelling to kind of get their voices and opinions out there and heard, because anyone can do that now on the internet. And it is kind of like a growing scene. It's not dull poetry that you might do at school or whatever. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
It's
a way of expressing yourself, isn't it? Vocally, especially if I'm not saying it's the only reason you wouldn't do it, but say you can't sing, but you're great at writing lyrics and rhymes and poems and stuff like that. It's a great way of doing it.
So yeah, it's words, it's kind of statements, it's opinions, it's stories that they put to music, and this is kind of a year-long project on One Extra called One Extra Words First. There's a BBC iPlayer documentary you can watch as well about spoken word. On iPlayer right now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Oh, Mills, how you doing, my friend?
All right, who's this?
It's Matt Mooney.
Matt Mooney, how's it going?
Yeah, not too bad, my friend, not too bad. How are you?
I'm all right, my friend.
Good, good, good. Right, I was listening to this show yesterday. Hi, Chris, by the way.
And, hello, my friend.
I was listening to your little predicament, and I was thinking, obviously, the little chat Fernando was having... that's not going to happen with Ed Sheeran anyway.
Ah, yes. So this is my girlfriend's sister who's getting married. And I was going on yesterday about how she's trying to book Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And she's trying to book Ed Sheeran by just tweeting him. That's the big plan.
And saying, hi, fancy playing at the wedding.
Mm. And she expects that this is going to work.
But she was willing to pay for his cab.
Yeah, and also, she's only sent, like, one tweet. She's not even sending loads and loads of tweets to him.
Has she sent the tweet?
I think so. I think there's one tweet that has been sent, and they're just waiting on a reply. It will come at some point.
It won't. How can you help then, Matt?
Well, my situation was, basically, if she does pay for my cab, that's ideal.
Are you Ed Sheeran?
Not Ed Sheeran, David Guetta, if that helps.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm a lookalike, so I know she can't get Ed Sheeran, but I can turn up as David Guetta, if that helps.
I'm confused. So you're not the real David Guetta, as you call him?
Obviously not. Listen to his voice.
No, I just wondered.
No, yeah. Not the real one, but a lookalike anyway.
Imagine if this was the real David Guetta, and he had a stage name.
Yeah,
you know,
he's just putting on that. He's just putting on that French accent. This is how he normally talks.
Yes, of course.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
Well, hey, if I can be any help of. Helping Chris out, that'd be amazing anyway.
Oh, this is incredible. So do you get a lot of work as a David Guetta lookalike?
Well, funny enough, I only just signed up recently, and believe it or not, the main ones are the Queen and Marilyn Monroe.
On the agency.
Right,
the agency that you're part of an agency.
Yeah, that's correct.
Right.
So I'm hoping anyway, the summer, when he goes to Ibiza, hopefully, you never know. But if you're stuck, mate, then...
Yeah, I appreciate it. I'm just trying to work out how good you'd be. So, I mean, you don't sound similar to David Guetta.
No, but hey, check this out, right? The plan is, that's spot on there. The plan is, my friends, turn up with two bouncers, big boys, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So no one can really go near me.
Yeah.
Chris has already got the old everything set up.
Yeah.
So I just walk through, shades on, yeah. Go to the mix, do my little half an hour mix, and then go out with nobody trying to come near me or anything like that.
Yeah, because you've got the big boys there looking after you.
Yeah,
you know that, mate.
Yeah, I know it.
Thank you very much. So yeah. I'm just saying, it looks good on Chris's behalf. The girlfriend's sister's going to be over the moon.
She is.
The family are, but, you know, just call me in lastminute.com, you know? Only if you're stuck.
Here's the thing.
Go.
Can you DJ?
Yes, mate.
You can?
Well, a little bit. I'm not mustard like you boys, but, I'm okay, my friend.
Look, it's different DJing on the radio to DJing, like, in a club, though, or at an event.
Yeah, I sort of gathered that. But...
I can't mix a cake.
Do you know what's good about this, though? David Guetta doesn't really need to talk. This is why this could work. One thing you said I'm intrigued by, you said that you put some shades on, you look exactly like David Guetta. So when you say you're a David Guetta lookalike, have you just got long hair?
Well, to be fair, I did send in a picture.
Oh.
Everything, actually.
Oh, I'll look out for that. Hang on.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Was it on email?
Yes.
We're trying to find it.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you all right if we maybe put this on the radio on Twitter so people can have a look?
Yeah, go for it, my friend.
Have you done any other work as a David Guetta lookalike? I mean, have you been booked at all?
I'll be totally honest, not yet.
Okay,
I only recently done it. My girlfriend done it, actually.
So this will be your first booking, potentially?
Well, it could well be, but I'm trying to do, my friend, if you're stuck in a dilemma...
You're so sweet.
You're trying to help, you legend.
Thank you.
Have you seen
You're welcome, anytime.
You do look like him.
Wow.
Well, there you go. How's that, all right?
This is so good.
This is too much to take in. Are you right to wait there, David, Matt?
Yes, mate.
I'm going to come back to you after this. The Scott Mills Daily. A lot of people are going on the radio on Twitter now just to see a picture of Matt and to see if he looks like David Guetta.
I love him.
I love him. At BBCR1 on Twitter, go and have a look. I think yes, but maybe the hair needs to be a little bit lighter. But we can sort that out. So Matt's rung up because he reckons he can help Stark here with his wedding dilemma, because we chatted about this yesterday.
Yeah, so my girlfriend's sister's getting married. She sent a tweet to Ed Sheeran and hasn't heard anything. No. But we're still keen to book another big name for the wedding.
Absolutely. So, Matt, who told you to sign up as a David Guetta lookalike?
Everyone keeps saying when I go out and all that, and they're like, oh, you're David Guetta, you should do it and all that. And I was like, I'm in an RN, and I thought, oh, do you know what, I'll give it a shot. So I contacted Suzanne. She sent me the forms, and she said, thank you very much. You're on our books. And if anything comes up, we'll give you a shout.
Excellent. Oh, Chris, please go.
No,
please book him.
I think this could potentially be amazing. My only concern is the voice. Just if someone does say, David, can you do a shout out? I
can, even though I've done German at school, which doesn't really help.
No, he's French.
Yeah, I know, but I could do the odd thing anyway. But it does help with the bouncers either side. So, it wouldn't be blown, my friend, anyway. But it's there anyway if you need...
No, this is brilliant. You know what? I mean, in the absence of Ed Sheeran, having superstar DJ David Guetta would be amazing. I've got an idea, right?
Go for it.
What about we get it pre-mixed for you, so all you've got to do really is press play and then just put your hands in the air and clap, 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 clap.
Mate, I'm with you on that.
You get me?
Let's go for it. Let's do it.
Excellent. This could work.
Mate, not could, it would. It will.
And also, we'll get you an amazing mix.
Okay, as long as you don't stitch me up, that'd be superb.
What I'll do is I'll just get a copy of an old Essential Mix from Radio 1, done by David Guetta, and you just press play on the CD or the memory stick, mate.
Mate, let's do it. Yes.
Dude, what about if you learn some minimal French? Would that help?
Oh, mate, to be fair, it was in the contract. I'm learning it anyway.
What?
Slowly but surely.
What do you mean you're learning what? So to be a David Guetta lookalike, you have to learn key phrases in French.
It's in the contract.
Well, there's some. To be fair, I only got the recording the weekend, actually, mate.
We need to stay in touch with you. You might be the best person ever.
Mike, you have to learn how to speak French because you're a David Guetta lookalike.
Well, the little thing, mate, but it does sort of help, like you say. If I'm going to the wedding, there'll be you in the distance, and you'll be like, oh no, what's he going to say? Is he going to blow his cover?
Yeah.
So, do you know what I mean? So, I will keep you posted on the French update anyway.
How far have you got so far with the learning of the French?
Oh, God, very little.
What have you got?
Really?
Well, can we do this properly? Can you not play a bit of, like, Guetta or something like that and let him shout over the top?
Then he's got to get the accent as well. I just wanted to know what French he knows.
Oh, mate. Well, it's early stages at the moment. Okay. I tell you what, if you want to tune in and give me a shout next week, then hopefully we're there.
All right, I'll tell you what, David. Sorry, Matt. We will... We'll check in with your French learning next week. Yeah, actually, I mean, that would be my favourite thing to do.
The wedding's in July. If I think that genuinely we can get away with this, I'm kind of keen on the idea.
Oh, mate, superb. Well, hey, keep in touch, and that'd be awesome, all right?
Honestly, you could potentially be really helping us out here, so thank you.
You are welcome. Anytime.
Obviously, you've only just started as a ghetto lookalike, so what's your actual job?
I'm a painting decorator.
I love the idea I love the idea of people seeing David Guetta painting walls.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people say it, actually, mate. I do get it all the time, and sometimes that's why I'm charged out a little bit more, yeah. Which is fantastic on my behalf, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look like someone, then, like, you know, get cashed in on it, I say.
Thank you very much.
1 minute you're mixing paint, the next you're mixing tunes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that, Chris.
You know that. All right, you're hilarious, and we'll speak to you next week to get the first French lesson.
Okay, au revoir, take care.
Écoutez,
au revoir, my friend.
Au revoir. Yeah.
Take care, bye-bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ed in Kent says, so Scott Mills, that track. I don't know why the Who Goat wasn't sticky. That was Pink and Perfect on BBC Radio 1. Chris has only just realised that Pink has an exclamation mark where the I is.
Am I late to the game there?
Welcome, it's 2002. Ben Howard coming up, and also Slaves. Tomorrow morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw, a weird call that I received quite recently. The other day, I was just going about my business and Paris Hilton rang me.
Right, okay.
And I was going to tweet about it at the time, but I thought, well, no, it can't be her. But it turns out, I've just found out that it was Paris Hilton. And do you know whose fault that was? That's right. Nick Grimshaw.
I vaguely remember you telling me something about this. Yeah. And then I think we were convinced it wouldn't have been her and that it would have been Matt Edmondson doing some kind of wacky prank.
I totally thought it was just like a soundboard of clips of like, hey, Scott, it's Paris Hilton.
And we've got loads of those.
So many. I mean, I had more of them in 2004, but I've still got some. So tomorrow on Call or Delete, it's... That's hot. It's Paris Hilton who did ring me. And so if I sound a bit confused, it's because I really was, because I thought it was someone. Because you don't know at Radio 1. Like, if you get a call, it could be a real person. It might not be.
God, it's flooding back the memories of you and Paris Hilton. You've done loads together. Do you remember once you were on, I'm sure this wasn't a dream, you were on a TV show where she was trying to find her best mate.
Yeah, Paris Hilton's BFF.
And weren't you... Her judge that she brought in, it was like Judge's right. House. She was like, here's my friend Scott Mills.
It was exactly like Judge's Houses. So we were, so it was a competition to, what do you mean rubbish? It's a great show. A competition to find a new best friend for Paris Hilton. And I was brought in as a kind of, I think it was a judge of a talent show.
But as her friend.
As her friend. I'm now going to introduce you to my friend Scott. That's hot.
And then you had to walk outside and then judge people to try to work out who her best mate was going to be.
We were just sat on a sofa and she was eating those flying sauces, you know, the ones with the sherbet in.
Now, how did you become best friends? Because then I also remember she was on the show, and I'm sure the game of choice was, wasn't it, a game of Smell My Finger?
Smell My Finger with Paris Hilton, which actually I would like, when I leave Radio 1, write this down, because you never know when it's going to be. Write this down. I want Paris Hilton's Smell My Finger to be part of the closing montage on the last show.
So when they say he was a brilliant broadcaster, and they'll play a little clip,
and I want
that's
it to be,
the clip you want to be.
Hi, this is Paris Hilton. Smell my finger. That's exactly how it went.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good times in Paris, actually.
Yeah. So really, and good. So she's back on.
Yeah. Do you remember I was the first one to play Stars Are Blind?
No!
Yeah! So she's back. It's Paris Hilton ringing me tomorrow morning. If I sound stupid, it's because I didn't think it was her. I was not convinced. And it's on just after 8 o'clock on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow morning with Nick.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lol, I just thought of another Paris Hilton story.
Oh, go on.
After I did that show where we were trying to find her new best friend, Like in the Australian version of Hello magazine, I was romantically linked to her.
Were you? It was, for a short time, you were on. You were good friends. What happened there then? Did you just never... Is it like holiday friends?
No, but you're here tomorrow. We have a catch-up because she called me with Grimmy. And you'll hear it on Call or Delete tomorrow
after
8
o'clock. Well, okay. It sounds like you weren't sure what was going on.
Well, no, I wasn't really. But I think... From what I remember, I think we did have some kind of catch-up conversation.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was me and at the time, I think it was Prince Harry that we were both romantically linked with her in the Australian version of Hello magazine. Really bad research
there. Who else have you been romantically involved in? That's an interesting question.
With or linked with?
Well, linked with.
You That's know, a completely different question.
I mean the rumours that were never true. Confirm or deny?
I think that's it.
Was it?
I think. No, I think
I'm trying
that's
to think
it.
Who else I've heard. We'll play this game
right,
another day.
Okay, let's do that, yeah. More planning. Once again, an on-air meeting. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Got a text from Grimmy. Wants me to go and see Slaves with him tonight. I am actually busy tonight. That's annoying, isn't it?
Oh,
we could have both gone.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I can't say.
Is that just an excuse? Yeah, lying then.
No, it's not lying, though, is it? I'm not going to say on the radio, am I? I'll tell you off air. Oh, can't have your whole life on the air. Pretty much of it already is.
What have you said to Grimmy that you're doing? Too busy?
He knows what I'm doing. It's between me and him.
Right.
That was Slaves. Loads of people saying that they have been watching Inyona Bingo on the telly. It's quite exciting because it's on the BBC iPlayer channel right now. Abby and Sam and Jamie were watching the last one that was on there last night. Just look for Inyona Bingo on BBC iPlayer tonight because the Nathan Sykes one will be there. It was really good earlier. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Oh my gosh, it's that time of week again. It's Charlie Sloth.
Inside. Splash. Oh, in your face.
Splash?
What's Splash? Ugh.
It's a new one.
What is it?
Well, it's quite old. I've been using it for a while, actually. Splash. Open your face.
Lols to Charlie Sloth being on Splash. Can you imagine that?
They tried to get me on that TV show.
Did they?
They tried to get me on it.
No.
I was like, oh, look, there I am. I was like, leave it, cos.
But sadly, that show is no more.
Is it not?
Splash is
off.
Oh,
what a shame. Because you would be amazing. You know the moment where they got to take off the robe? At the start, and then they got to walk to the board.
Well, you know what? I've been training. I've been training really hard. I've actually lost 3 stone.
You say this every week.
No, I have. Look at this picture. I want to show this picture. So I've lost 3 stone since March.
Where are you training, Little Chef?
So rude. I've got a personal trainer. So, I'm just getting my summer body right. Look.
Okay.
Can I have a look?
You do look. That is actually a marked improvement. Fair play to you. Do you want to show Mills your pictures there?
Yeah, go on.
You are doing really well.
Yeah, it's dropping off you.
Yeah.
But then that's your gimmick. What are you going to do in your thing?
It's not a gimmick, is it?
But what I'm saying is you do kind of base your whole thing around it. So what happens when you go really thin?
For me, it's more a thing of just being able to buy clothes.
Okay.
Because it got to the point where I was shopping in America to buy clothes.
Oh, really?
It was quite awkward, yeah. Okay. So I thought, let me get down to a size where I can at least buy clothes in the UK.
You're doing really well. Honestly, you look good in that. All right, so Charlie is here.
Yeah.
And we're ready to play Real or No Real.
Let's go!
Professional dog walkers in the UK are earning an average of £26,500 per year.
Whoa!
That's nuts!
That's a lot of money. But quite hard work, I think, isn't it? I mean, if you're having to walk loads of dogs at the same time, because you don't just walk one dog, do you?
It's not really a hard job, is it?
All the dogs.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is a massive business in LA because all of the stars... They don't walk their dogs. Someone else does it for them. And often, a group of stars will have the same dog walker.
I imagine in LA, all the dogs to be on treadmills.
Yeah, no, they do
the
have...
dog walkers just have 5 or 6 treadmills there. The dogs are on leads and they just walk like that.
Yeah.
Isn't that the LA way of doing things?
It's Los Angeles, you know, you can't have a fat dog.
Really?
Yeah. They do have gym classes for dogs.
Yeah.
But do dog walkers get £26,000?
It's a lot of
That's
money.
A lot of money. It's a lot of money. It's more than I earn in a year. So
real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. Done, though.
Because people that hire dog walkers tend to be really rich, it's very well paid.
Ooh,
and like next.
The cast of TOWIE have now offered more books than J.K. Rowling.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Come on, they do all have books out, don't they? And a couple of them have been on this show.
Have you read any?
I've not read any. We should. Do you know what? We should start doing that, because things, we're all writing off these books at the moment, and actually we should sit down and read them. So why don't we do one a week, Mills? You can take Samantha Fares's book, go through it. We'll start a book club.
I offered you that the other day. It was on the chuckout table out there.
I know it was.
It was getting chucked out. I would have had that.
What, Sam Fares' book?
Yeah. Well, why don't we do one each? Why don't we, and then we can do a little book club. It might be as good as J.K. Rowling. That's the thing. We're writing it off, but you never know.
And also, we can all sit here and scoff, but I think you'll find that Joey Essex and Sam Fares are both Sunday Times best-selling authors.
There you go, exactly.
Wow,
Charlie,
man, like Joey
fair play
Essex.
To him.
Yeah, fair play to him.
And what are you saying, Charlie? A book out any time?
I've actually just been offered to do a book. It's not even a joke, but I'm...
Was it like cookery book?
Rude. Not yet, though. Yeah. I'm still young. I'm 27, cuz. What am I going to write about?
So what is it? An
I'm going to do that when I'm 50. You know what I mean? When I'm done. I'm on the up. It's, do you know what? I actually got asked to do on my celebrity Get Me Out Of It this year.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, you said no. You
I said no. I'm on the up, fam. That's when you're sliding.
But have the cast of TOWIE authored more books than J.K. Rowling? Charlie, real or no real?
I'm going to say real, because there's a lot of folk up in that show, and I know they like to talk about themselves. So, I'm going to say real.
J.K. Rowling's written loads more books other than Harry Potter, so I think this is no real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
Phew. I'm kind,
what
of
other
re-
books?
Kind of relieved.
What other books has she written?
It's not just Harry Potter ones. She's written ones under other names, but I don't know the name.
Okay.
And finally, in the Pixar movie The Incredibles, more people die on screen than in the first Die Hard movie.
Wow. Brutal.
Wow. Oh, this is a potentially really good one to share with your friends.
Mm. Isn't that a kid's film, The Incredibles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's the point. Is more than Die Hard.
I mean, I doubt that they die in such a graphic way as Die Hard.
I've actually seen that film as well. I really enjoyed it.
The Incredibles?
Yeah. I thought it was quite sick still.
Is Die Hard a Christmas film?
It is. Yeah, because it's based around being... It's Christmas Eve and he's trying to get back to his family, isn't he?
I saw that last year. I was like, that's not a Christmas film, and people say it is.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a bit like the odd song that just because it's got a few bells on it makes it a Christmas song. Right. Like he's 17.
Oh, right.
That's not really a Christmas song, is it? But it kind of
but
is.
People think of it around
Christmas.
They've
got the white long puffer jackets on.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
It's bad for good.
Actually, you don't dress unlike them.
What do you mean?
He's 17, do you remember?
I dress totally different.
Oh, no.
My stuff's fitted. Nicely. Last week, someone came up to me and was like, fam, why aren't you always wearing tight jeans? Why do you wear skinny jeans? I'm like, fam, they're not skinny jeans. They're just a little bit tight. It's the biggest size they do in the shop.
Oh, yeah. I see. So they're not originally skinny
they're
jeans.
They're not originally skinny jeans.
Mills took me shopping once for skinny jeans, and I got so stressed. I was in this changing room, and these trousers, I couldn't get them off. They didn't really fit me anyway. Couldn't get them off.
Oh,
I was
you
so
should have seen.
Hot and
he
stressed.
Was sweating
you know, when you stress
out.
More, they don't come off.
I remember being at a shop in Brighton once and tried on some skinny jeans, and I had to get the young man to come and help me out of them.
Whoa.
Because
that's awkward. Hey, mate, come in here. Did he get them off?
Did he get them off?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Did you have to lie down for him to shuffle them off you?
Yeah. But does Incredibles have more people dying in it than Die Hard?
Surely not. I'm going to go no real on this one, Mills.
I'm going to go real on it.
That one is real.
Oh, gosh! Whoa.
Yes, in The Incredibles, 31 characters we say goodbye to, but 15 of them are supers killed by Omnidroids, so probably not as graphic as Die Hard. Hmm. At the end of that round of real or no real...
It's a draw. I got 20. Charlie got 20.
Oh, gosh.
Aww. How does that work?
It's a draw. You got 20 points.
I got 20. You got 10.
Nah.
I did. I got 20 and you got 10.
Oh, he does this all the time.
And it does matter because I want the points.
Take a draw.
Right, okay.
Is there an official umpire here?
Shut up. Can somebody wheel him out to one extra, please?
No, you're not wheeling me out again.
Wheel him out.
I mean, I want to go yet. I've still got stuff I want to talk about.
Off you go.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about my new TV show. I ain't talked about that yet.
Charlie Sloth's being wheeled out. And he's on one extra at 4 o'clock.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Stuart, feeding cows in Dorset, has been on saying, I'm a farmer. I'm very interested to know what you're using to winch Charlie out of the studio with. No, would someone just pull him out while he's sat on his chair?
Yeah, it's not a winch.
No.
It's not a winching system.
Not a winch as such. earlier on, Nathan Sykes off of Used to Be in the Wanted was on Innuendo Bingo, and it was a brilliant one. He got really involved, dressed up well smart as well. You can see this on BBC iPlayer later, because Innuendo Bingo is now its own programme. So if you wanted to, like, watch a night of TV on iPlayer, you could just schedule it into what you want to watch. So it'd be like, One Show, EastEnders, Innuendo Bingo. It's there, like all the other programmes now, on iPlayer. We had some great clips as well today, like this one from the Commonwealth Games.
And a little earlier, Kimberly Rennicks won Scotland's first gold in the 48-kilogram category. She beat Shishlila Lickmabarm. A great win for her too.
Yeah, so that'll be on iPlayer later for you to watch. Hello, James on text, by the way. He's got exams at the minute, like so many of our other listeners. A lot of A-levels happening. He says, can you play the thing you played right at the start of the show, which was some Newsbeat revision tips? That's right, they gave you the handy technique of trying to learn what you've got to learn by putting it in a song. Only they did this.
Take the information and do something with it, like spider diagrams, bullet points, even make up a song. How about Henry VIII's Wives to Cheerleader?
Seems like a good idea.
Catherine of Aragon and Berlin, Anne of Cleves, Jane Seymour, Catherine Howard, Catherine Parr. I think I actually nailed that.
Lovely idea. Sounds a bit chonky, and also the wrong way round with a couple of the wives.
Not the wrong order.
So maybe don't use that.
Don't use that one. If you liked all of that, why not hit subscribe and get our best bits delivered to you every day on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's free. Otherwise, back on Radio 1 tomorrow at 1 p.m. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.